It's a great privilege for me to present the prestigious Edward E. Elson Award to a leader who's dedicated his life to the support of the public radio system. Sometimes controversial, sometimes misunderstood, sometimes even revolutionary, but always dedicated to the success of the public radio system. David Giovannone has changed the landscape of public radio the way few have. Thanks to David's research and reports, public radio stations across the country know more about their audiences, can make better programming decisions, and can learn about the effects those programming decisions have on public service to their communities. Audiographics is a valuable tool for managers, programmers, directors, and presidents. I recently had a personal awakening to the audiographics experience as a result of the audiographics seminars to which David donated his time this year. I appreciated very much the thoughtfulness and depth of the information, and I know many of you have as well. I also look forward to the benefits the system will realize from Audience 98, the ambitious research project David is initiating this spring. David at times seems to have unlimited energy when it comes to serving public radio stations. The letter sent in support of his nomination clearly tell of his support throughout the system. One letter said, and I quote, "He's always been a guy ahead of his time. His clarity, diplomacy, and sharp sense of the audience have helped educate a lot of NPR people. It's a particular fitting for NPR to thank him publicly," end of quote. I couldn't have said it better myself. I'm not sure I would have said diplomatic, but I couldn't have said it better than myself. NPR is proud to present the Edward E. Elson Award to David Giovannone in recognition of his service to NPR, member stations, and the public radio system. David, is he here? There he is. We'll check him out.
Thank you, sir.
Fair work.
Thank you very much for your kind words, Del. Personal awakening, huh?
That's right.
Wow. Nobody in public radio accomplishes anything without teamwork and commitment. Over the last couple days, at least a dozen people have come up to me and said, you know, the audiographic seminars that you and George Bailey did, that Eastern Public Radio put together, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting helped paid for teamwork, really helped put things together for us at our stations, helped us go back and make changes. And these changes range from everything from moving a few programs around to putting entire services on the different transmitters. All in the name of public service, but all done with teamwork. The other part of getting things done, though, is commitment. And I want to tell you a story about commitment. It has to do with Dell. You know, these audiographic seminars we are doing start on Friday night. And Dell and Peter and Kim came to one of these seminars a month or two ago, right after a board meeting. They came straight from a board meeting. They still had their coats and ties on. That's commitment. I was sitting there watching them walk down the hall before they entered the room. And they were, oh boy, they were dragging. And you know that they would rather be sleeping in their own beds that night, watching the playoff games at home, anything except listening to the history of public radio economics. They came in, though, and Dell, the consummate professional, pulled himself together and found that inner strength, and he worked the room like nobody's business. That's commitment. We sat down, we had dinner, and the energy level in that room was getting pretty low. And I was leaning up against the wall trying to stay awake. Peter comes up to me, and we're both kind of leaning against the wall and just about leaning against each other. And we both look over about the same time. And poor Dell, I felt so sorry for him. He'd been working so hard, he was starting to... Not quite. He kept pulling himself together a little bit. And I said, oh, no, I hate to see him embarrass himself. But at that point, Peter walked over, said, excuse me, walked over nonchalantly. And he inconspicuously put his arm on Dell's shoulder and leaned down and pretended to say something to him. And at that point, I can testify that with my own eyes, I witnessed Dell's first personal awakening that weekend. I want to thank you very much for this very appreciated honor.